Maudy trotted up front with Orkwell, Selixa, Osbill and Skipper Roach. They had skirted the base of the plateau and were now following Gorath's well-defined trail northward through the woodlands. The Hermaid observed wryly.
There's one jolly good thing, chaps. We don't need any blinking expert tracker to sniff the breeze and look for bent blades of grass. Friend Gorath left a trail like a blooming pack of stampeding wolves, what?
Selixa nodded as she viewed the trampled and broken vegetation ahead of them.
I think he's back to his former strength. How far is it to the ford, Osbill?
The young shrew was not sure.
Couldn't say for sure. Being in the woodlands and not on the path, miss. What do you reckon, Skip?
Skipper Orc glanced up at the position of the sun.
Oh, if we keep going at this rate, we should see the ford come early evening. But why do you think the big fella's making for River Mass?
Orkwell leapt over a half-flattened bush.
Because even Gorath's after the fox and his crew, they're bound to get to their ship. Once they can make it to the sea, there'll be no catching the villains, right, miss?
The badger maid kept her eyes on the trail.
I only know what my dream told me. My fate is intertwined with that of Gorath. It's my duty to follow him.
Maudy merely shrugged.
As for me, I merely do my duty under orders from a badger lord at my commanding officer. If I return to Salamandastron minus a blinking badger, good golly, one shudders to think of it. What? I'd be on a fizzer for the rest of my blooming life.
Rangval winked at her.
Don't you go fretting, me bold beauty. Sure, we'll find Gorath for you.
Maudy sniffed indignantly.
Huh. These confounded heroic types. You'd think instead of rushing off to face their fate, they'd jolly well sit still and let the fate come to them, what?
Selixa smiled grimly.
A pleasant thought, but let's save our breath and step up the pace. There's no telling what we may find, even when we catch up with Gorath.